It's a little different these days to pick apples like it is doing everything else. We're talking to Jay Moffenson, who is the farm operations manager at Lookout Farm in Natick on Pleasant Street in South Natick. Jay, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing all right. How's the apple picking season going?
It's about to be in full swing. The apples are ready.
You guys have been around, I mean, founded in 1651, one of the oldest continuously operating farms in the U.S. How is it different for you this year?
Well, this year, obviously, we had a pivot. We changed a few things. We now have walking paths, and people will be walking through the orchard this year versus taking a train ride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously for social distancing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
We also moved our 4,000 square foot tap room. We closed that temporarily and moved it to a 40,000 square foot outdoor restaurant.
Okay.
So fresh air, outdoor dining now.
That's cool. Jay, how does it work when you're apple picking? Do you have to wear a mask the entire time you're picking the apples? What are the requirements?
Well, for first of all, it's reservation only so that we have an idea of, you know, who's on property and how many people are on property at a time. So we ask you to make a reservation for either the restaurant and for the you pick at lookoutfarm.com. And then masks are required for your entire time of your visit. If you're dining with us, you may remove it at the table. But otherwise, when you're walking around, a mask is required. And we have employees that will gently remind people as needed. We have one-way directional arrow traffic. So you'll see directional indicators all over the farm so that we try to maintain a one-way flow. So people are never, very rarely cross in front of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you get the hand sanitizers and the hand washing stations and all those good things as well.
I'm always interested in what it's like if you have to have your staff, your people, who are, farm people and apple-growing people, but now you're in the business of, reminding people they have to put the mask back on or pull it up over their nose. Are people generally pretty good about it? Gently reminding
people.
But I'm hoping that people are okay with it and hoping that people understand.
Generally speaking, New Englanders and, people around the Boston area have been great. We've had very little trouble. Most people are very enthusiastic just to be outside and enjoy the weather, and are happy just to tolerate the mask. Mm. And it's generally very important, obviously, because it ensures comfort for all of our guests to make sure everyone is comfortable in the walking around, knowing that everyone has a mask on.
Yeah. Here's an important question: how long have you guys been brewing your own beer?
Yeah.
That's a good question. We ferment hard cider and brew beer. We started hard cider first maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we added beer about a year and a half ago.
The beer is good. I when you talked about closing the tap room and moving it and reconfiguring it, you're still brewing though, right?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. We are all tanks are full. You got it.
I love that. All tanks are full, David.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yeah, we've been going pretty strong lately.
Yeah. And I'm always fascinated by how many varieties of apples there are. Like, I saw that you have 14 varieties of apples. It's hard for me to know the difference between one apple and the other,
Sure. Yeah, there's all sorts of different apples. You have dessert apples, various kinds of dessert apples, Macintosh, Cortlands, McCowns, Galas. And then you also have, heirloom varieties, which are not eating apples. Those are for our hard cider, and we grow those as well.
Yeah. How late will the season go? I was just thinking about Thanksgiving and apple pie as you were talking about the apples, but is it a pretty limited time, or how late will you all be there this year?
Well, I'd say, standard, I'd say we're pretty strong through October 31st.
Okay.
Is, almost like a guaranteed season. And then, that last week or that first week of November is a big question mark based on weather. But just, argument's sake to say October 31st.
Yeah.
Jay, if somebody's domestically challenged, maybe not very good in the kitchen, do you sell pre-made apple crisps and apple pies? Yes,
asking for
a friend.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
In fact, we were just doing some new recipe testing the other day on a couple of new pies that we're going to be putting out soon.
Nice.
Yum.
Well, it's in South Natick. It's a lovely spot, and it is supposed to be a pretty gorgeous weekend. So make your way out to Lookout Farm. Go to lookoutfarm.com. They're on Pleasant Street in Natick. They're great members of the community and do a lot for the nonprofits and charities and so forth. And it's just a beautiful setting. Enjoy the season. Good luck. Continued success at Lookout Farm. And thanks for taking time to chat with us this morning, Jay.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate your time, and feel free to visit anytime you'd like.
Thank you.
All the best. Be good.
Thank you.